The epistle for the first Sunday in Advent is taken from that of St. Paul to the Romans. Brethren, understand, for it is now the hour for us to rise from sleep, because now our salvation is nearer than when we came to believe. The night is far advanced, the day is at hand. Let us therefore lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk becomingly, as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in debauchery and wantonness, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the gospel is taken from that of St. Luke. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, bewildered by the roaring of sea and waves, men fainting for fear and for expectation of the things that are coming on the world. For the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming upon a cloud with great power and majesty. But when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is at hand." And he spoke to them a parable. "Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now put forth their buds, know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things coming to pass, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away till all things have been accomplished. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. And then they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with great power and majesty. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today marks the first Sunday of Advent, the beginning of the new liturgical year. But it's interesting. Today is a beginning as we prepare for the coming of our Lord. But Holy Mother Church is already turning our attention towards the end, towards our Lord's second coming. In fact, today's gospel deals with the very same subject as last week's gospel did, the second coming of our Lord. Why this repetition? This is because the church wants us to focus on the judgment which is to come at death. She has bookended the liturgical year with the theme of judgment. We start the year thinking about our judgment, and we end the year thinking about our judgment. Because if we keep our final judgment always in our mind, it is going to affect how we live our lives. Scripture tells us that if in all our works we remember our last end, we will not sin. Now, we know that the goal that we are trying to focus on is a joyful and sweet judgment at the end of our lives, at death, with our judgment. And this is exactly what happens for the just. It is a joyous and happy occasion, final judgment. For we know, along with St. John Chrysostom, that judgment, while it is terrible for sinners, is a desirable and sweet thing for the just. So to render a good account at judgment is a good thing which all of us can and should desire. And this is what Holy Mother Church is focusing or refocusing our attention upon today. That a good judgment is what all of us should have as the goal which is always set before our eyes. And then working backwards from this goal to the means of achieving it, let us remember that the goal is what explains the action. Immediately after we identify something as good, we desire it. If I'm hungry and I see food, I will identify this food as a good which I desire. Now, the goal of our journey is a joyous judgment and the eternal happiness of heaven. And there is a hymn in the a special hymn for Advent, which is in the Roman Breviary, which the priests recite daily. And it says in this hymn, "Heavenly desire may take possession of a heart emptied of earth's fleeting desires." So we pray that heavenly desire takes possession of the heart which has been emptied of earth's fleeting desires. And so we are encouraged by this hymn, this Advent hymn, to try to travel lightly in this life and to leave earthly baggage behind so that we can progress along the spiritual life at a more rapid pace. And what is this earthly baggage that we refer to here? St. Paul speaks of some of these things, some of these unnecessary burdens which hold us back in today's epistle. He says, "Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and impurities, not in contention and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ." Paul says that it is now the hour for us to rise from sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than it was when we first believed. So for those of us who were too focused on temporal things and had difficulty finding time for prayer, it's time to wake up. For those of us who fail in our duties of our state of life as father or mother, it's time to arise. And for those of us who continue to live in the state of sin and refuse to consider that final judgment, which is our last end, it's time to get serious. As Father Zollner says, "Woe to those who continue to sleep. Oh, that in this time of Advent, when our salvation is nearer, and we are to prepare ourselves for the approaching birth of Jesus Christ, we all would, without further delay, take in hand the business of our salvation. We are on a journey, and so we should follow the example of any seasoned traveler and travel light by removing that unnecessary baggage which is burdening us and holding us down, those inordinate attachments to the things of this world. And this can be accomplished in Advent if we focus on Advent as a time for penance. And here the words of St. John the Baptist come into mind, where he says, "Do penance, for the kingdom of God is at hand." This is the reason why the Church uses violet vestments, to remind us that this is a penitential season. As each of us is a sinner who has often offended God, each of us has an absolute necessity of doing penance. And it is by this penance that we cut off those strings that hold us to the earth and keep us from flying to God. This penance can take two forms for us. First of all, there's that sacramental penance when we go to the sacrament of confession. But then also, we should curb our passions and root out our inordinate inclinations towards pride, towards selfishness, towards anger. We should make use of Advent to mortify our senses by keeping careful watch of our eyes and of our tongue. In the 4th century, Augustine of Hippo, while still bound by sin, was begging for God's assistance. And he heard a voice saying, "Take and read. Take and read." And so he took up a Bible which was nearby, and opening at random, he came across this same passage from St. Paul, which we read in today's epistle. "Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, nor in chambering and impurities, not in contention and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ." Augustine was at once a changed man. He renounced his errors and his sin, and became one of the most renowned teachers of the Church and one of her great saints. We should pray that this epistle of St. Paul's, which we read today, bring about a similar effect in each one of us, causing us to awaken from our spiritual sleep, so we can cast off the works of darkness and put on our Lord, Jesus Christ. Let us be sure to make use of this Advent, receive the sacraments of confession and Holy Communion, mortifying ourselves in preparation for Christ's coming as a baby at Christmas, but then also for his second coming at the end of time. And then, by having sanctified Advent, may it become a time of grace and salvation for each of us, I pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.